My name is Hazel Fruitman, co-founder at Atlas Rewards. We're very excited about our inaugural webinar on 5 simple tools for mobile wallet marketing. We're going to discuss these 5 simple tools during the webinar, and then we'll give you a link for you to download our 5 simple tools. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. We're going to have an opportunity to have a Q&A session at the end of today's webinar. I encourage everyone to type in your questions to the chat box on the right side. During the webinar, we'll keep an eye on it. That way we can answer your questions live at the end. And at the end of the webinar, we'll have a download link to our 5 simple tools and maybe something extra for you for sticking around till the end. We'll explain what a mobile wallet is and show you case studies of drop-in effectiveness in using a mobile wallet in your day-to-day activities. Our other two speakers for today, we have Kim Stewart. She'll be discussing how big brands and box stores with big budgets integrate mobile wallet into their marketing plans and how they're using mobile technology to distribute their offers, build brand awareness, and engage with the customer.
Can we talk about the lady with the leprechaun outfit during this?
Yes, we can.
Super. Yeah. She was amazingly well-dressed this morning.
And then we'll turn it over to Michael Maloney, president of Atlas Rewards. He'll walk through a campaign setup, how a drop-in can be created and distributed in less than 5 minutes directly into a mobile wallet. And remember to stay tuned at the end for the leprechaun. No, I meant for the 5 simple tools. And remember to get your questions in early.
I just want to know where she got that out.
So we're excited to show you mobile wallet in action, but first, let's keep some trends in mind. We'll start with the stats. And according to ComScore, in November 2014, close to 200 million people in the U.S. alone owned smartphones, which is a 75% mobile market penetration. Furthermore, it's been revealed that the number of retailers offering a form of mobile payment is set to skyrocket by 350%. The U.S. retail m-commerce market is projected to double. In 2013, it was at $14.5 billion spent. And in 2017, it's projected to be over $30 billion. Apple Pay, released last year in September, is working with banks to get on board with their new mobile payment system, leading the way for adoption to take place of mobile wallets. And you'll see that there's an underlying change underway from a physical wallet to a mobile wallet. Another trend you'll see is that mobile devices are being more used as personal assistants throughout the day. Apple's Passbook is combining these experiences in their version of a mobile wallet. The mobile wallet is an important app working along with devices' mobile moments that is layered within the device. That is a strategy to create the right message at the right time. So let me show you here. According to a survey done by Forrest Research in early 2014, consumers are expecting their services to be in a mobile wallet. And the mobile wallet comes from loyalty cards, rewards, coupons, promotions, and even product information. So you'll see the first bar graph. 50% of customers expect loyalty cards to be on their mobile wallet. And you'll see another 56% expect coupons and instant discounts to be put through their mobile wallet. And product information is at a whopping 50%.
Oh, Hazel, hold on 1 second. I see. So we have a question here, and normally we'd wait until the end for these, but it's a pretty good question for where you're at right now.
Sure, what is it?
Is this only a discounts and coupons? Is that all you can do with this?
Well, that's actually a great question. I was just about to get into that. No, there's a lot of things you can do with a mobile wallet. These are just these trends to keep in mind, but let me show you how that fits together. The mobile wallet's on the rise because mobile payment system is in place, and mobile devices are becoming more personal assistants. So mobile moments are captured as services through the mobile wallet. So some examples of day-to-day uses for this is, some daily examples is in the retail market. When you have flash sales, you'll see that.
So inventory control, flash sales, new inventory, stuff like that, is at the retail front.
Yes, so you'll see that when you're making new stock to get rid of your winter coats and you want to bring in your spring line of blue dresses, you'll see that you can have a flash sale.
So it can go both ways. Sale on one, new announcement for inventory on the other, and there's no discount on the new inventory, just on the old stuff that they're trying to move out. So it works both ways, yeah?
That's right, Kim. That's how it works.
Super.
And in the golf course, we have one of our clients uses it when the golfer's at the 8th tee. You get a simple message directly onto your phone to remind you that you can order your lunch. And on the back of the pass, you'll see a drop-in interactive menu, so you can see what you want to order. You hit the ball, you go to the 9th tee.
You hit the ball and get to the 9th tee.
Get to the 9th tee. That's right. And then you'll be reminded, gently, that that you can order your lunch.
It's a phone link directly on the back of the pass, and it calls straight away to the grill, and when you get to the turn, lunch is there, ready for you, waiting.
That's right. And you also see that it's used similarly in restaurants. You have your daily specials, as you would on your daily sandwich board, go right through to your mobile wallet. One of our most fun users that we have, our client Seasonal Lee, she uses it for farmers markets, so she can push messages to what location she'll be at, and she'll be able to see what kind of produce she has for that week. As well, she might even cancel due to rain, and you might not know that, so she pushes a message out to you to let you know that she won't be there. Also, you'll see this at music festivals. When there's several stages, a drop-in allows for last-minute scheduling changes. You can also use it when you travel. United Airlines uses a boarding pass in their mobile wallet to inform travelers of any last-minute gate changes. Also, Macy's uses it to do a product lookup and availability through their omni-channel enhancement strategy. They have these smart fitting rooms that will allow salespeople and customers to scan the items to check for availability and size and color. And also, an easy use for this is Fandango uses it to put their movie tickets right into your mobile wallet, so you can always find them. Now, where do you find your mobile wallet on your smartphone? You'll see, dude, where's my mobile wallet? Well, with Apple, mobile wallet is called a passbook, and it's on your iPhones. Apple provides an interface to send passes directly to a user's device via that passbook app. Having a pass and passbook allows businesses to engage with the customer directly onto their mobile device using iBeacon technology. With Android phones, their version of the mobile wallet is called Google Wallet. You can download it off Google Play.
Let's take one second. The Google Wallet,
yes.
How does that look compared to the passbook? I've had quite a few people remark to me, so I'm just going to let you walk everybody through that straight from the get-go.
Okay, well, Google Wallet's a little different than Apple Passbook. It's actually not as pretty. Google's actually going under a change. They just bought Softcard, which is a company that does digital coupons and loyalty cards and passes.
Yeah, the mobile wallet from T-Mobile and AT&T, and who was the other one? Oh, Verizon. Yeah, so they bought that out.
They did buy that out, and they're going to be relaunching it in a few months. They're currently working on it. And also, Samsung has a wallet, and PayPal has a wallet.
Is there anybody that doesn't have a wallet?
Well, Amazon, funny enough, had a wallet, but they're not using it anymore. So back up to Apple's passbook, I think it's best now if we take a look at how the drop-ins work on a mobile wallet. You'll see on the left side is the front of the pass. It shows January specials. There you can put in your own graphics where it says Happy New Year. And underneath that, you'll see at all farmers markets locations, check the back of the pass for details on the iPhone. That you put in as well. And you'll see a QR code that will scan the specials. On the right side, you'll see that there's the back of the pass. And you get to the back of the pass by clicking on that small little eye on the bottom right side of the front of the pass. So now that you're looking at the back of the pass, you'll see it in purple there. We can put additional information, such as the location, the store hours, and contact information. Not only that, but you can have a dynamic link to your web page or your product.
That's the automatic phone dialer, and it also pops up the maps if you click on an address in there. So it's very handy for your iPhone customers.
Very much. And later on, we'll go through more details of how to set up and insert a drop-in into Apple's Passbook. Now, this engagement tool is an opportunity for merchants to market themselves directly to a mobile device. Steadily and slowly, you'll see results. Engage with your core customers, integrate tech into existing advertising campaigns. This mobile technology enables retailers to break down barriers between the digital environment and the physical store. Advancements in mobile capabilities are driving retailers to use this technology to keep ahead of their competition and to keep up with their informed, technology-savvy users. Our system makes mobile wallet technology affordable with no contracts, and you just pay month to month. Now I'm turning it over to Kim to discuss how big brands and box stores and big budgets and big people as leprechauns will integrate mobile wallets in their mobile strategies. So take us through how this mobile technology is used to distribute their offers, build brand awareness, and engage with the customer. Kim?
Okay, so anyway, I get the really fantastic portion here of talking about, as Hazel mentioned, big customers, big budgets, big opportunities, people who are spending in the millions of dollars on their mobile apps. Lots of good things happening. You may be sitting there asking yourself, well, what does this have to do with me? And right off the bat, I want to mention that anytime a company or a technology along the lines of a Google, an Apple, some of the other companies that I'm going to address in my portion of the webinar, when companies like this start spending a lot of money, they get the consumer base energized and accepting of new technologies, at which point customers are going to be a lot more likely to say, oh yeah, I already have my such and such, my United Airlines dropped into my Passbook. I know Mike was showing us this morning. He's on a Delta flight tomorrow, and he has checked in for his flight, and Delta offered him the option of dropping his boarding pass into his Passbook as well as into the app. And we're going to directly discuss that later on. I'm going to start, though, with Men's Warehouse, because this is some very recent information. And it's basically, I'm going to say, less than 2 weeks old. So Men's Warehouse is the number one in market share in the men's apparel specialty space, which is kind of a fancy way of saying medium to expensive, off-the-rack apparel. They also own Joseph A. Banks, K&G Superstores, and Moore's Clothing for Men. You might remember them from George Zimmer. He guaranteed it, and now he guarantees it no more. So Men's Warehouse is one of the early adopters of Passbook. They started in 2013, early in the year, and saw some promising results. Back in 2013, quite frankly, it was sort of one of those really soon in the situation and slow adoption initially, though that has absolutely started picking up speed and is steamrolling its way along now. Sort of like the internet itself. I don't know how many of you have been around for that long, but if you look back, oh, yes, okay, some of you have been around for a long time. You don't have to tell me that in chat. I know who you are. I love it when my friends come to heckle me when we're trying to do a webinar. Anyway, so in 2014, Men's Warehouse delivered 55 email campaigns that all included a Save to Phone option enabled for Google Wallet and Apple Passbook. Quite frankly, if you're going to do one, you might as well do the other. Our platform works with both. At the moment, those are the only two that we work with because under a sort of market share strategy, there is nobody else, regardless of what SoftCard or Samsung or PayPal or Amazon or anybody else tells you. There is nobody besides Apple Passbook and Google Wallet that have enough market share right now to make it worth creating a platform integration for their passes. December of last year, Men's Warehouse launched a multi-channel mobile holiday campaign that integrated mobile, social, web, and email promotions. This went over extremely well. They saw huge participation increases, which we're going to talk about in the next slide. And their expected results for this year alone in sales from just Passbook and Google Wallet is in the seven figures. They don't say what seven figures, so it could be a simple $1 million or it could be $9 million. So, moving on. The way that they've integrated this, they work with a third-party mobile wallet provider, and that means that their marketing department can create and launch campaigns on its own. That means that this is independent of any other technology. What that would mean for you as a small business owner is that you don't necessarily have to do the work yourself. We provide you with a graphics library that has more than 1,000 images in it right now, and we update it with new images every month. You're free to use those on your passes or on your merchant announcements, and Mike will show you how that works in his section of the webinar. When technology and marketing are separated, it's generally a happier time for everybody. So everybody at the Men's Warehouse is happy with the situation, the way they have it laid out. They find that their mobile offers will outperform their traditional offers. That would be like print, radio, newspaper, magazines, by a factor of at least 10. So 10 to 1, the response rate that they get and the redemption rate that they get for offers. They manage some loyalty through there. They also use iBeacons, which Mike will briefly touch on that. iBeacons are a radio transmission that customers use, well, customers' devices use in your store. We also have geofencing, which Mike will talk about that as well, which is using the GPS location-based systems in your phone to send messages to your customers. A 166% increase in coupon redemptions compared to the non-mobile redemptions. So a big time outperform when you look at what the mobile does compared to the non-mobile. The main benefit here is Men's Warehouse sees a marked increase in engagement with customers via their mobile wallet drop-ins. They control the message, engagement, communication, right time, right place, again, back to that seven-figure sales just from Passbook and Google Wallet. Next up is Sephora, and most of you have at least heard of Sephora. They are the world's largest fragrance and beauty products retailer. They have 1,700 stores worldwide, 300 of those are in France. They are a French company. They started in the 1970s. They branched out into an international company in the late 1990s. They were number 106 on the Internet Retailer Mobile 400 last year. If you're looking for any of the facts and figures that we quoted in any of these slides, the last page of the presentation will have all of those URLs with the links on there. Just let you know that. Sephora finds that 80% of their customers who put their Beauty Insider card in their Passbook are what Sephora considers to be active customers. That would be customers who have made at least one purchase in the last year. Now, if you're sitting there going, well, Kim, that's great, but I have no idea what a Beauty Insider is, that's their loyalty program. They also find that Passbook users spend 2 times more money and purchase twice as frequently as the average non-Passbook using customer. Passbook users, this is kind of a dated figure. The 600,000 people was an early adoption number from early 2000. 13. They started in September 2012. They were one of the originals. Everything kind of increases. Mobile gift card opens. They find 70% of their in-store shoppers are actually using their mobile devices while they're in the store. We already talked about the 80% active customers with Passbook. Their customers tend to be women who have shown that they will adopt technology when and where they find it useful. And in droves, that's one of the reasons for Sephora's success with the mobile. Passbook enables Sephora to keep its program in the top of everyone's mind. These are some of their best customers. Again, my main benefit, increase in spending, levels and frequencies by customers who engage and communicate. Sephora leverages iBeacon. They also use the geocaching feature. So if you get to the corner of the shopping center where they're located, they might pop up a little reminder just to tell you, hey, don't forget Sephora's here. And then when you are standing in front of their store, they'll pop up another reminder that says, hey, you've got 769 Beauty Insider points, come in for a redemption or whatever, it's your birthday. You know, they've got all kinds of stuff going on. They've spent big money. We don't have an exact figure, but most likely in the millions, plural, of dollars on their mobile efforts. And last but not least for me is Starbucks. Everybody knows the mobile mermaid. And Starbucks is one of those companies that really, really gets mobile. They have from the beginning. They have understood that their fan base slash customer base is absolutely ready for mobile. Everyone here has been to Starbucks. Nobody likes to stand in that freaking line all day waiting to get your order taken. Some of the different things that they've tested and tried with their mobile app is payments, pre-orders, pickups, recognition, My Starbucks, all kinds of stuff. They saw in 2013 $1 billion in revenue from smartphone transactions at their sales terminals. And when it says in its stores, if you think about the grocery store that has a Starbucks or the Barnes & Noble that has a Starbucks, those stores don't even belong to Starbucks. We're just talking about actual Starbucks-owned stores. 11% of their weekly transactions happen on mobile devices, and that's nearly 10 million customers. You know, the biggest thing that's happening for them is this week, day after tomorrow, Thursday, you will, with their next rollout of their app, be able to tip your barista right from the Starbucks app. I believe it's going to be 50 cents, $1, $1.50, and $2. That's going to be integrated right into their app, rollout this week. So, again, the Mermaid sells a lot of coffee to a lot of people. They consider their success to have been because they look beyond the transaction to understand the customer experience. That and the fact that they've got millions and millions and millions of Starbucks fanatics who are absolutely happy to go and use their mobile app to get coffee and rewards and everything every week. Some of the other companies that we find who do a really good job with mobile wallet drop-ins, Southwest just added them. I told you about Mike's Delta boarding pass going into his Passbook. That means that he doesn't have to open an app. He can click it right from his lock screen and it pops up. There's no fumbling around when you're in line, trying to get all your crap that they make you carry around. Macy's, another store that has from the beginning been really involved, has seen great results. United, Pet Boys, they did an absolutely fantastic campaign last year. You could Google if you want to look for those numbers online. Amtrak, tragically slow, unfortunately, in many cases, but your tickets go right into the Passbook, and then Pinkberry. Great, great, great mobile, great, fantastic everything. So I'm going to turn it over now to Michael Maloney, and he's going to talk to you a little bit more about our back-end admin.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Great job. First, I'm going to play a little video here, and it'll characterize what we're doing.
People have always wanted better deals. In the beginning, promoting better deals was very hard. Papyrus improved things a bit, but it was paper and the printing press that made advertising and promotions possible on a large scale. Hundreds of years later, radio and TV changed advertising and promotions forever. Today, the internet and smartphones are again revolutionizing advertising and promotions, providing a direct connection to customers. Here's a local store owner. He wants to make room for new merchandise coming in tomorrow. What can he do? If only he could tell his customers about the sale. Wait, what's this? Mobile Savings can put coupons on customer smartphones today? Using the simple interface, he creates his first Mobile Savings campaign coupon and distributes it via email, social media, SMS, and in-store signage. As customers get the coupon on their phones and see the offer, they take advantage of the deal. The merchant, knowing he can change the coupons on the customer's phones at any time, plans the next offer. Yes, they can all be changed or deleted at the push of a button. Try that with paper. Mobile Savings, bringing the mobile promotions revolution to small and medium-sized businesses like yours.
I think you're good, Mike.
Okay, so we're good to go. So we're back to the presentation. So, hi, everybody. So I wanted to walk you through the system and show how easy the interface is to work. And with every subscription we have, we provide a merchant a landing page. And this is the seasonally landing page. And then you would have a dashboard to control that landing page. And then you have a pass creation management system that shows you, that lets you create campaigns and coupons. So I'm going to every campaign requires a template. And so I'm going to create a new template using a Twitter account. So I'm going to create a new template. See how easy this is. I get on and use the Twitter account. So I'm going to put in our Twitter account handle. And I have it already loaded here, so I'm just going to click on that so you don't have to watch me type. So there's seasonally, and we come up with the pass template, and we're going to leave the pass title as it is and just choose its color. And the background color will make yellow, and then the text color will make a red, and that makes a very nice looking pass. And then we're going to, actually, I think I'm going to change the template name for Spinisterius.
Oh, hey, Mike, while you're doing that, I have a question in here for you. What if you have a logo of your own or you want to change those graphics? That's completely doable, yeah?
Yeah, you can just go into the logo and select an image right from your merchant graphic library or from your own library on your computer. It's no problem. Just you put in the limit image. You want to pay attention to the image dimensions that we publish in the on the guide. And as long as you put the appropriate sized image, it'll actually the ratio has got to be the same, then you can put it in there, yes.
Okay, and we have a complete set of how-to videos that go over that in detail.
Exactly, so you can get all that information, and I'll show you where the how-to videos are located. So once we've done the template, we go to create a new campaign, and campaigns have three parts. They have the front of the pass, the campaign details, the back of the pass, which is called additional information, and the notifications, which is the geofencing and the beacon aspects of the pass. They're loaded into the pass for use with the pass notifications for those location notifications. So we first select the template we just created, the string asparagus, give the campaign a name, which we're going to call Spring 15, which I'm going to type. And then we're going to say spring is here. And then we're going to say the asparagus ready.
Wait. I hate to interrupt you, Mike, but can you just double check and make sure that you are sharing your screen properly?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so now the additional info. Sorry about that, folks. A little technical difficulty with the webinar tools. So we're going to say that with any purchase. And show this pass. And then we go down and we are not going to be redeeming the coupon in the store. We're going to just present the coupon and we're going to save and return to overview. And we're going to put in the additional information. Now, this is the most important part of the pass. The fact that I can put in dynamic linking content, such as a phone number or a web page, is a very powerful marketing tool for your customers and to maintain communications with them. They can click on these links, and the phone will dial automatically if you put in your website. And I've got this loaded up here. Don't have to watch me type. I'll load this in here so you can see that. That'll be an active link. They can click on it, go to the website. You put an address in there. It'll automatically go to the mapping function on the phone. They can find directions if they want to know where it is. And so that's very powerful. So I'm going to save that and return to the overview to do the notifications. And I'm going to first add a notification for an iBeacon. Now, an iBeacon is a small Bluetooth radio that allows what they call micro-navigation or micro-location. And you put these in your store or anywhere around where you're at, and people will be able to find you because when they get in proximity, this message will show up. So I'm going to put the message in there so I can't type when people are looking. And there's the notification message, and when I save it, it'll show the iBeacon notification here that there's the message and there's the beacon ID. And then I'm going to add a location, and we're going to pick a location, and we're going to say we're here for the GPS location, and we're going to use the San Francisco Ferry Building Market. And this is a Foursquare system that looks for this location that's in database and stop finding it quickly. For some reason, it's just a little bit slow on the internet here. And it's still not worth finding it. Did I spell it correctly? I did.
I'll use San Francisco to start with Ferry Building. See if that'll help.
No, it won't work. It's all chewed up in the bandwidth we're using. So this is an interesting aspect of using the Comcast system. We're having a bandwidth constraint. So, well, let me do this. Let's just skip the GPS then. It's obviously not working right now. Yes, Lauren?
No.
Okay. Okay, so I'm sorry about this, folks. So let me try it again. Still not working.
Just close it and go on.
Yeah, okay, well, generally what you'd end up with another notification for the GPS location next to the iBeacon notification. So we'll just save that and return to the overview. So now that you've completed the creating the campaign, you distribute the campaign. So I've created the campaign, and now it's ready to be distributed. And this distribution page shows you the various aspects of distribution. You can send a test pass to your email, or you can preview the pass here at this link, or you can use this link over here to distribute the campaign, or you can cut and paste right over here into this embed code, which I'm going to copy for use later on, and then you push the distribute the campaign, and then you can distribute the campaign. Now the campaign is distributed, and this is the statistics page that you will look at later on to see how many passes have been installed, how many have been opened, and how many have been deleted. So you can track the use of the passes. So we'll take a look at the pass link here to show you the pass page. This is the page that people can access to download your pass. They can email it, they can send it to their phones, they can scan. In fact, if you have an iPhone right now, you can go to Passbook, open the QR code scanner there at the bottom of the Passport application. It'll say scan code, and that'll open a QR code scanner that you can use and scan the code and load this pass into your phone. It's available live now for you to use if you want. So we'll go back to the dashboard, and we'll create an announcement. This is the landing page dashboard that we provide to our merchants to make announcements, and we can add an announcement for this new promotion, and the promotion will be, so we'll just click over here so I don't have to type it, and paste that in here, and then paste the notification. And I'll copy and paste that for you. But,
and this is the same announcement that was in the...
This is the same announcement that's on the... so if I go in here and paste in the embed code that I just copied. Oh, I can't do that now. So let me go back to the visual, and we'll just
So anyway, it's actually really, really simple. Cut and paste, technical difficulties, fat finger typing. Don't worry about it, Mike. It's great.
Okay, let's go get an image. Sorry.
Oh, look, so I see asparagus right there.
Now let's click on the asparagus picture and set the featured image and publish that. And then we can go up to the website itself, and we can take a look at the newly published announcements page. And there you have it. The asparagus is ready. So that's your pass. It's now promoted. It's on your web page. And let's go back to the charts. And
great.
And we continue to talk about.
Okay, so we're back on charts.
We're back on charts. Okay.
Okay, so let's go back to the charts. Quick recap for you.
Okay, so you can easily create the campaign, as we just said. It took 5 minutes to do. You can use your own graphics. We provide thousands of graphics to use if you don't want to do graphics. The text is all your own. And remember, once the passes are on the phone, they're on the phone and you can change them. So it's very important to know that you don't have to create a whole bunch of different passes. You can create a single pass. And use it to message your customers and keep that going.
Then you move on to additional fields. Don't forget the back fields.
The information on the back of the pass is very important. It's all the live linking data that you can provide, the additional information, links to promotions and your web page and phone numbers and mapping locations, whatever.
So it's dynamic. Maps pop up, the phone dialer pops up.
Exactly right, Kim. And then location notifications, and here's what the ferry building notification would have looked like had it come up. And shows the mapping location, and because of the way that the back of the pass works, you can click on a mapping location and map to it directly and get directions. And then the iBeacons, you can put several iBeacons GPS locations on each of the passes, so you can do multiple combinations of different things for location notifications.
Okay, and finished product.
And there's the front of the pass, and the more information is on the lower right hand corner for the back of the pass. And then you've done your
merchant landing page
to promote your new promotion.
Those of you who do a lot of stuff with SEO or local search, this is a great way to pump up your backlinks, and it is actually relevant information, so it's not going to count as one of those landing/doorway page punishments that they started talking about today. It's also really good to push to your social media. And, oops, technical difficulties called Kim's fast fingers. We're going back to Hazel now.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Michael, for showing us how easy to use to create and distribute a drop-in to your mobile wallet. We have one more minute before we answer your questions. This is the last call to get your questions to us. We'll be able to answer them live for you. And remember to stay until the very end to receive your download of 5 simple tools. And if you make it all the way to the end of the webinar with us, we'll have a bonus for you. You're not going to want to miss that. I believe we have all our questions in order. We'll begin answering them. These were questions that were brought up throughout the webinar today. The first question we have is...
Oh, yeah. How many messages can I send to customers?
Mike, would you like to take that?
Well, you want to be careful with the power that you'll have to message customers, because it's all opt-in and they can delete the pass if they want. So you want to make sure that you keep things very interesting for the customers and keep them engaged. And you want to be very careful to message them an appropriate amount of time so that they will, you know, keep it going.
Right. I think a good rule of thumb that we like to share around here is one message a day keeps Apple away.
Wow, did the leprechaun woman give you that? Okay, the next question. How do the passes get in the phones?
Ah, that's an excellent question. As Mike went through this.
Want me to cover it?
Yeah, sure, that'd be great, Mike.
So the initial pass distribution for people who don't have it on their phones is either the QR code or email. Can be done on the QR code, can be presented at a point of sale, a display. It can be in advertising. It can be on your phone book ad. You can put it in many different places. And they can load the pass that way, or they can receive an email. If they get the email on the phone, they just click the link in the email. It automatically puts it into the passbook. Or they can do it with an SMS message as well. So there's many ways of getting the message, the coupon, pass into the phone.
So I've got three questions here that kind of are all linked together. So let me just create one. Hold on one second. Yeah, let me make one question out of these three. So how do you get the iBeacon into your wallet? That one is coupled with a question about what iBeacons actually are and the difference between an iBeacon and a geofencing, not geocaching. I know that's kind of a confusing one. Geocaching is that thing where you go out in the woods and like find stuff and hide stuff. Geofencing is messages you send to customers. So, Mike, I'm going to flip this back over. Can you take care of that one? How does the iBeacon get in your wallet? What is the iBeacon versus the geo?
Okay, well, let's look at geofencing. It's a GPS coordinate, and it's a virtual fence. And when you cross within, it's approximately a tenth of a mile. You get within a tenth of a mile of the GPS location, it will give you a notification on your screen. And the iBeacon is intended to be a very close-in, in the order of meters distance, where you get within that range and you get another notification when you're that close to, say, it's a kiosk or the entry to the store, whatever, and they get the notification message then.
So we could call that geo is outdoor and iBeacon is indoor, would you say so?
Yeah, basically like that.
Okay. Hazel, I think this one is probably for you. How can I get Passbook on my Android phone?
Ah, well, Passbook is the mobile wallet that Apple has released for their iPhones. So you can't really get Passbook through your Android device. But what you can do is get the equivalent to Android, which is Google Wallet. Google Wallet can be downloaded from Google Play. And if you actually have an iPhone, you can even download it through the App Store.
So we've got the coupon offer up. I know that straight away we said that this was not about coupons and discounts per se, but the fact of the matter is that we're going to give you a discount coupon that is going to allow you to get the 50% off for 24 hours.
Oh, you mentioned it.
Using the coupon
code. I didn't think you would, Kim.
I didn't say what the actual name of the code is. That should be popped up in the offers. Otherwise, you can message us, email us, whatever you want to for that. And what's going to happen now is the webinar is over. I'm going to send you to the brand new blog post that we have that has the 5 simple tools for mobile wallet marketing. Download link on it to the PDF that is, it's all nice and graphically done. So I'm going to bounce you out of here. You're going to leave the webinar and you're going to go to that page. And we really appreciate everybody showing up and being patient with us. This is the first one that we have done using this software platform. We think we like it. I know that one of the people said that there was a slight problem with part of the presentation stalling out. It could be our bandwidth. Most of you know about Comcast and how bad they are, even for business. Or it could be just one of those ghosts in the machine of the internet. So I am going to, in 5, 4,
thanks, everybody.
3, 2, thanks for coming.